The following program is brought to you in living color on NBC.
It's checkerboard time.
Hello, my friends, how are you all? It's checkerboard time again. Eureka's on the air. So come on, good friends everywhere, and listen in as we begin a feast of fun and fun. Just see the difference Eureka makes and beat it right along.
Bye, lovey. Thank you for calling, but Jesus, Anne. Your first call to me and you talk about that bacon grease fat ass thing, that creature. I do too talk about other people's podcasts, Anne. I just don't talk about its podcast because it isn't a podcast. It's a big, rancid, bacon grease smelling thing burping, farting, and wiggling paper at the microphone. That's hardly a podcast. Hardly.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
Because it isn't a podcast.
Correct, it's a show. Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 833 of the BFO for Monday, the 11th of April 2011. Y'all, coming up on today's, say it with me, a little show. We're gonna talk about the weekend and an update on the SoCal trip. Yes! Hi, everyone. I hope your Monday is going well, y'all. Oh, dear Gussie. Dear sweet Gussie. Y'all, first of all, Big Fatty has got a headache today. And I don't know why, because I've had, maybe I've had too many nip-a-naps. But y'all, I slept late, and then I got up, and y'all, in honor of the Danberries, I had country ham, and that is not spelled C-U-N-T, and biscuits, and coffee, and red-eye gravy. Oh, dear, I see. And y'all, then I decided I needed to have a nip-a-nap on Sunday. So I laid down for about a four-hour nip-a-nap, and then y'all, I got up and I was been watching the Wipeout. Yes, Big Fatty, because y'all, I'm a few episodes behind on it. And y'all, it is the spring Wipeout, and they have got all kinds of new crazy shit on here. I'm telling you, it's just yes, move forward. Y'all, that is some of the Thin Mint Girl Scout cookeries. And milk Moose P, the number one fan of the BFO for 2010, sent to me. Now, he didn't send me milk. He just sent me the case of cookies. And, y'all, I'm still eating them. Because, y'all, I keep them in the freezer, and I'll have a few of them. And then, I think of that Moose P. Yes, Big Fatty, lovely. But anyway, y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard the sea hag.
I can't walk. I'm gray. I'm fat and I'm bald. Don't you love me? Oh, yes.
And y'all, she was talking to somebody named Anne. But y'all, I believe that Anne is the listener in the SoCal that sent Big Fatty the e-letter from let me just see if I can find it here real quick. Y'all, I believe it was I-N instead of Ann. It's I-N who sent Big Fatty the e-letter saying, "Oh, Big Fatty, I will be at the House of Blue." Yes, Big Fatty. And y'all, since we are talking about the SoCal and the meet and greet, y'all, we need to do this. Play it, Big Fatty.
I'm driving down Hollywood Boulevard with the wind in my face. Life is good.
I love
Now, y'all, I've heard from Ian, and or Ann, as some people say. But y'all, somebody that I had forgotten had already told me they were planning on coming to the SoCal meeting, which, by the way, y'all, is going to be on the 21st of May at the House of Blues at 3 p.m. in the afternoon. And, y'all, that is Rice for Spuds, Daryl in the Novas. Y'all, he is going to be in California at that time. So, Big Fatty, you're going to finally get to meet him 2,000 miles away from his home. Y'all, it's just unbelievable. Y'all, this is very typical, though. Because, you know, the very first time that Big Fatty met Frank from Atlanta, he met him in Palm Springs. And the same for, I believe that was the first time I met Mr. Tim Cormall, the patron saint of the BFO, Mr. Ron Potosoko. Yes, Big Fatty. And my youngest daughter, Nessa, y'all, you would think I would have met her when she exited the birth canal, but I didn't. So, you know, I was a missing parent. I was an absent parent. Poor Big Fatty, the absent parent. Oh, Big Fatty, you're just retarded. Yes. But anyway, y'all, I'm trying to find a little card here. That I usually make notes on, and I can't find them. Y'all, speaking of that, I hadn't gotten any scratch-offs in a while. I don't know what's up with that. I guess people are, we don't care about Big Fatty anymore. No, we're just not going to call him, and no, we're just not going to send him any scratch-offs, and no, we're just going to continue to make him do the little shows and not show any gratuity at all. Y'all, speaking of the Southern California meet and greet, I'm pretty sure that my youngest daughter, Nessa, will be there. And y'all, over the weekend, I spoke to Miss Wes. And y'all, believe it or not, that Miss Wes and that Daniel... Biba, y'all, they did a little show. They did that Live It Up. And so, you know, who knows? Maybe it's not dead after all. Perhaps it is on life support, but it's still breathing. It's just barely breathing, though. But anyway, Miss West is going to be there. And but y'all, I've not received official confirmation from my youngest daughter, and those boys from the That's What She Said, you know, they used to do a little show also, and y'all, they've just vanished, and they were supposed to attend, and y'all, that Melissa the Confused, I thought that she might be attending, but I've not heard a confirmation. You know, that y'all, that Mr. B and the Lagunas Beaches, you know, that's down in that area, too. I don't know if he'll be there or not. And y'all, that Michael Sage, I know he is a couple of hours away up in the Los Angeles, but I don't know if he might be attending or if there are others. You just never know who's gonna say, yes, Big Fatty, I will be there. But y'all, I've tried to arrange it so it would be convenient for everyone, you know, to have it at 3 p.m. in the afternoon. And y'all, by the way, there is a discount at the House of Blues until 5 p.m. each day with Big Fatty's premiere Disney Pass. So, you know, yes, Big Fatty. Not that Big Fatty will be buying anything because, you know, I'm sure there will be some of you who might want to... purchase an adult beverage for Big Fatty. Yes, Big Fatty, we would love it. Just love it. Now, y'all, let's talk about the weekend first. Y'all, on a Friday, of course, there was no LFC, y'all. There was no LFC, and because Mr. Vader... had a coal mine. He was hosting a coal mine event, and he had asked Big Fatty if he would step forward, Big Fatty, and assist with the event. And y'all, I was happy to do that. And so y'all, I was there, and it was a smaller than expected crowd. But y'all, the focus was a little different than originally intended. But I think everyone got something very beneficial out of it. And y'all, I must applaud Mr. Vader on a job well done for a first attempt. And I know he may feel a little discouraged by it, but y'all, he shouldn't, because it was well done. And the outcome may have been a little different than originally planned, but y'all, I do believe that everyone who was there got something very beneficial out of it. And y'all, I don't publicly laud Mr. Vader very often, but y'all, he gets the lauding for today. So y'all, just send him a Twitty over there and say, "Oh Lord, Mr. Vader, oh Lord," and y'all, that is LAUDE. Yes, McFreddy, move forward. And y'all, then let's see what happened on Saturday. Let me think here just a second. Everybody, thank God.
Mystery date. Are you ready for your mystery date? Don't be late. It would be great. Open the door for your mystery date.
Will you be ready for swimming? Or a dance? When you open the door, will your mystery date be a dream?
Thank you for calling.
Or a dud?
I'm fat and I'm bald.
Fun and surprises. That's mystery date.
Open the door for your mystery date.
And y'all, sure enough, as I was heading over to the coal mine on Friday evening to assist Mr. Vader in his coal mine event, y'all, I had a message from my old, most regular gentleman caller. "Hey, McFreddy, what are you doing tonight?" And I said, "Well, I'm going to a dinner, and but I should be home by 9 o'clock. Is that too late?" He goes, "Oh, I doubt it." And y'all, I got home about 10 p.m. in the evening, and sent him a message and didn't hear anything back. Because, y'all, he collapsed. He just passed out. He was so tired. But, y'all, that did not stop him from contacting Bergfredder on Saturday. And, y'all, right after he had his Chick-fil lunch, he came by the Fat Cave for a little dessert. Bergfredder, we're having Cheerios, please. But y'all, it was good to see him, and y'all, I'm gonna tell you, he's got a lovely butt. Oh, big fatty. And y'all, he's got these tattoos, and y'all, he had been out in the sun and had his shirt off, so he was nice and tan. And y'all, big fatty just went to big fatty, please. Please, the honeycomb is coming up. And it was just good. I have missed him. I have just missed him for a while. So did that, and then Saturday afternoon. Let's see, what did I do Saturday afternoon? I don't remember what I did, y'all. I'm sure I did something that I should be. I know I spoke to Miss West at some point, and then Saturday evening, I went out to and met Granny and Miss Porter out there. And y'all, they have purchased new bar stools. Because y'all, the old ones, people would sit on them. They were like a pedestal stool. But y'all, they were top heavy, and you'd sit down and you'd almost fall back. Oh, it was like a carnival ride, y'all. It was like a carnival ride. And so y'all, it just was not, they were dangerous, quite frankly. And but they've got four. The new bar stools have four legs, and they are heavily weighted. They are bottom heavy. Even though, y'all, it's one of the few times that you'd ever walk into a gay bar and not want something to be top heavy. Ah, big fatty, you're just vulgar. And anyway, So went out there, and y'all, it was just, quite frankly, it's only been a week since I saw Granny and Miss Porter, but y'all, after spending a week with them on the cruise, y'all, it was good to see them. It was just good to see them, and y'all, I usually have my two drinks, my two Tangeray and tonics, and then bid farewell because the drag show is starting, but y'all, the drag show was running late. So, when I first got there, there was quite a handsome young man. I believe he is, I believe he calls himself straight. But I don't think he really is, because he's in there all the time. And sometimes he's got his girlfriend, and sometimes he doesn't. But, y'all, he's just quite the looker. And, y'all, he was sitting there eating, you know, because the has reopened the kitchen, and y'all, he had a plate of nachos with cheese and the jalapeno peppers and some salsa and sour cream, and y'all, it looked lovely, but you know, mainly because there were none of that guacamole, you know, that's, y'all, yeah, I'm telling you, it looks like it came directly out of a baby's diaper, and y'all, those refried beans, talk about something that looked, that came out of a diaper, that came out of an adult diaper, but, but anyway, doesn't have any of that on it, and so y'all, that caught Big Fatty's eye, along with the look of gentleman putting it in his mouth. Ah, Big Fatty, you're getting vulgar. And y'all, so as the evening progressed, Granny decided she wanted her some mozzarella cheese sticks, and Miss Porter wanted a little chicken quesadilla. And so Big Fatty ordered the nachos, y'all. And y'all, quite frankly, they were delicious. I thought I was going to have terrible heartburn on Saturday night. But y'all, I'm telling you, I didn't. I just didn't. And y'all, I had a third Tangeray and tonic. Y'all, I'm saving myself up. I'm saving myself up for the big California trip, y'all, because I am going to be absolutely plastered and shit-faced when I am in California. Well, y'all, you've got to, because it is the rapture that while I am out there. And y'all, if you're going to be in Walnut Hills, y'all, you have to drink like a fish. And so y'all, I'm saving myself for that. Y'all, yes. So anyway, but then came home and y'all, I've caught up on some of my TV programs on the TiVo. That's what's been going on quite a bit. Cause y'all, you know, I'm gonna tell you something. I'm just gonna tell you something, y'all. The Masters, golf has been on the TV machine, and y'all, there is nothing that puts Big Fatty into a coma quicker than a golf on the television machine, y'all. It is just, oh, I know what else I didn't tell you, y'all. Saturday morning, Big Fatty had an urge for the Brugger's bagel. Y'all, I'm telling you, it is like a special weekend of moosing around, because y'all, you know that Moose P, the 2010 fan of the BFO who sent me the case of the Thin Mint cookies? Well, y'all, he sent me that Brugger's bagels gift card, and y'all, as I would buy my dozen bagels each week, you know, they give you a little punch on your return. Oh dear, I see, on your frequent visitor card. And y'all, I had filled up my card with 12 little punches, so y'all, I just had an urge for some poppy seed bagels, and I had a fully punched card, so y'all, I went right on in there, and I called them up, and I said, Big Freddy would like a dozen poppy seed bagels. And y'all, I went down and I picked them up. Y'all, I have never in my life seen the Brugger's bagels as crowded as it was when I went down there on Saturday morning. Y'all, I could not believe it. They were lined up in the drive-thru in the place. There wasn't a chair in the place, and there must have been a dozen people waiting to get a little piece of heaven, kind of like that Walnut Hill show, which...
Because it isn't a podcast.
No, it isn't. It's a late podcast.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. 337-1438 and give me your good gosh and gay.
Me!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.